Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Trump is proposing a 40% decrease of funding at the National Cancer Institute. That is a decrease in $2.7 billion. This drew a sharp rebuke from cancer research supporters. Cancer research supporters implies that they're cancer research opposers. I guess there are. They're called Republicans. All right, this article just blew my mind. I want to waste no time and jump right in because this released in the middle of the night, meaning it would be very easy to miss for most people. And that's the intention coming from House Republicans and the Trump admin. They want you to miss perhaps the largest blueprint for gutting the American safety net that we've seen in decades. This reads, White House unveils new details of stark budget cuts. The new blueprint shows that a vast array of education, health, housing, and labor programs would be hit, including aid for college and cancer research. If I were to script a movie where the villains are comically evil, I still would not be able to write the Republican Party in 2025. They allow the richest man in the world to walk around the White House cutting, shuttering agencies that cause up to 300,000 deaths worldwide. That's the current estimate due to the cut in funding and research and food assistance. And then, after the deaths abroad, that's not enough, apparently, we'll have deaths at home due to the largest cut in redistribution of wealth ever. So the admin unveiled the details of the $163 billion in proposed federal spending cuts for next year, and it's absolutely absurd. Really quickly, I always get comments like this: keep up the informative news, this needs to be amplified. If you want to help amplify the video, all that I ask is that you scroll down, hit the subscribe button, and let's jump right in. The Trump admin on Friday unveiled fuller details of its proposal to slash $163 billion in federal spending next fiscal year, offering a more intricate glimpse into the vast array of education, health, housing, and labor programs that would be hit by the deepest cuts. And just for some simple macroeconomics that I want to remind everybody of, the government takes in X amount of revenue from taxes every single year, and then that revenue is put into the services that we use on a daily basis. The revenue from taxes is put into our social safety nets. When the Trump admin aims to slash taxes, to cut taxes from the richest of the rich, that means the government is taking in less revenue. So when the government's taking in less revenue, they're like, shit, we have to cut some sort of services and social safety nets, and this is the result. So remember, this is all so that Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and these rich people can get tax cuts. The Trump admin unveiled their proposal. This would go into education cuts, healthcare cuts, housing cuts, and labor cuts. The many spending reductions throughout the roughly 1,200-page document and agency blueprints underscored President Trump's desire to foster a vast transformation in Washington. But thankfully, Republicans are having a completely normal and humane reaction to this proposal, right? This is what they're saying about cutting entitlements.
So, people are not... Well, we all are going to die.
Did you hear that? Someone in the crowd said, people are going to die. And she said, well, we're all going to die. What the hell? Trump could decide to villainize a city for months and then nuke that city, genuinely drop a nuclear bomb on that city. And when you asked a Republican and said, thousands, millions of people are going to die, they would say the same thing. Well, we're all going to die as long as Trump is doing it.
Well, we all are going to die.
But then, I don't even know. It's absolutely insane. Then they talk about Lakin Riley. Rest in peace to Lakin Riley. That is a tragic situation. I don't want to weaponize her name for politics, but they do that. They'll talk about Lakin Riley for months and years. And then when it comes to people dying en masse due to the Trump admin cutting SNAP benefits, it's insane. But let's dig into some of the details. If we start off with education, and this is the important part, remember this. And when you start off with education, Trump's plan calls for a 15% cut to the Department of Education. That's a drop from $79 billion to $66 billion, which will disproportionately affect the districts that are already struggling. And while it keeps some funding in place for Title I and special education, it guts nearly $1 billion in support for English language learners. It eliminates dozens of grant programs. These are programs that help homeless students, that fund after-school care for students that don't really get it, and mainly they cut support for programs that support rural education. It's like they're trying to keep their constituents dumb with a blindfold on inside Plato's cave so they never walk out. At the same time, the admin wants to cap Pell Grants for low-income students, which limits how much college aid struggling families can receive. Again, what did I say at the beginning of the video? This is like if I were scripting an evil villain, the evil villain wouldn't even have done this. The White House budget is not a matter of law. Ultimately, it is up to Congress to determine the budget. And in recent years, it has routinely discarded many of the president's proposals. But Trump's proposals are just straight up evil. The maximum awarded would be capped at $5,700, a decrease of more than $1,600 regarding Pell Grants for low-income students, for homeless students, for people who live in a poor situation. It's insane. And this part might be the most shocking. Trump also wants to slash the National Cancer Institute, again, the National Cancer Institute, by nearly 40%. A $2.7 billion cut to the National Cancer Institute and the funding that it does, or the research that it does, coupled with the attacks on Hopkins, the attacks on Harvard, the attacks on all of these universities which also specialize in cancer research, is insane. He's targeting the very agency responsible for decades of life-saving breakthroughs in cancer treatment. Even beyond cancer treatment, a lot of this research goes downstream and helps other treatment, like Alzheimer's. It's not about reducing waste anymore. It's about abandoning one of the most successful public health initiatives because you're anti-intellectual. As a part of the reorientation that slashed federal health spending, the president proposed chopping funding at the National Cancer Institute by more than $2.7 billion, nearly a 40% decrease, drawing a sharp rebuke from cancer research supporters late Friday. What is that? Why is that a thing? What do you mean drawing a sharp rebuke from cancer research supporters? That's so incredibly intuitive. It's like saying it's drawing a sharp rebuke from supporters of not, you know, killing homeless people sleeping on the side of the street. What do you mean cancer research supporters? That implies that there are people who oppose cancer research. I guess there are. They're called Republicans. Quote, for the past 50 years, every significant medical breakthrough, especially in the treatment of cancer, has been linked to sustained federal investment in research by the Institute. The American Cancer Society Action Network said in a statement, quote, this commitment has contributed to the remarkable statistic of over 18 million cancer survivors currently living in the U.S. today. The cut to cancer research is part of a roughly $18 billion reduction at the National Institute of Health that Mr. Trump revealed earlier this month, as the White House aims to consolidate health agencies and their research centers. This is wild. Some of the most successful public health initiatives are being gutted by the Trump admin, and it's because they don't care. Trump's budget director has openly said they want to make these cuts permanent. And it's like, science is so iterative that we don't see the effects tomorrow, but we will see the effects in 3 years. And in 40 years, it's insane. Like, here's the thing. A lot of the scientific breakthroughs that we see today in 2025 regarding technology and medicine that saves people's lives are off the back of breakthroughs that were made in the 1950s. And then these 1950s breakthroughs allowed something to be discovered in the 1970s. And then new technology that was discovered in the 1970s then gets polished by the 1990s. I mean, even think about forensic technology and how, if you ever watch Law and Order and how people investigate crime scenes, that has built on top of itself for decades and decades, and now it's pretty damn advanced. So when you begin to cut things, you are actually hurting people down the road, our grandkids. It's terrifying. Democrats immediately rebuked Mr. Trump on Friday. By Democrats, they mean, you know, cancer research supporters. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate the work we do on this channel, make sure you drop a like. I keep getting comments like this. Keep up the informative news, Adam. This news needs to be amplified. If you want to help amplify the news and join the crew, drop a blue heart, say hi, Adam, and subscribe. Love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.